Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio. Jim Masters here. A pleasure to welcome you to the show. Also a pleasure to welcome Seth Tillotson. He is an up-and-coming entrepreneur based in Minnesota with multiple business ventures. In addition, he works as a carpenter for Backcountry Construction and Development, a construction company and property manager that manages 9 different companies and overseeing more than 70 different units, 2 developments, and an airport. He builds businesses from scratch, he says, and he finds areas where a product or service is not being provided in the market, and then he will form a business entity, connect it with vendors or anything else that he needs to do to get it fully functioning by itself. A business is not a business unless it runs itself. His business ventures include a booth rental suite-style salon known as Cut in Style, which was co-established with his ex-wife, who was a cosmetologist, and Tillotson Construction Company, co-owned with his second cousin, Andy Tillotson. Prior notable ventures include an online retailer specializing in handmade resin art jewelry known as Toasty Trinkets, and Amazon-featured high-end furniture drop-shipping e-commerce company, House Commodities. One of his biggest true passions is teaching. He really has planned on another business adventure as well, being business management consultant focused on helping entrepreneurs with business formation and startups. He's using his knowledge to help people turn their ideas into reality. He says if you're thinking of starting your own business, just start somewhere, anywhere. And we're going to give you opportunities to check him out. He's on Linktree and also has a business consultancy available on Facebook and much more. It's my pleasure to welcome him to the show. Coming to us from Minnesota, Seth, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Hey, Jim. It's an honor to be here today.
Well, we are very excited to have a fantastic conversation with you. I want to let folks know that SethTillotson.com is the website. We'll mention that during the show as well. How did you first get interested in this line of work? Let's talk a little bit about some of the extraordinary experiences, you know, in your early life that pointed you in the direction of doing this kind of work.
Oh, I think the first thing that comes to mind would be about 6 or 7 years old, I used to catch insects and put them in a jar. My parents owned a bar restaurant, and I would try to sell them because, me being a kid, you know, they, in my mind, everybody had a reptile that needed food. So I'd go catch bugs and moths and things and try to sell them. And people would actually, you know, give a dollar here and there. And I think that's what sparked my interest in entrepreneurship.
What a smart idea. I wish we knew that when we were kids and we were collecting those lightning bugs in jars.
Yeah.
We could have made a few dollars instead of the lemonade stands and newspaper delivery. Lightning bugs in a jar. Yeah, we used to collect those as kids, and that was so much fun. You don't really see many of those. Some call them lightning bugs. We're on the East Coast. We say lightning bugs. I think some also say fireflies. But they were cool to collect. So it started, the bug bit you to go into this early on by being entrepreneurial in that way. So that's when you realized you had that entrepreneurial spirit early on, even as a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't just collect the, fireflies in a jar. My mind went further and said, you know what, I can make some money off of this.
That's a good idea. So let's talk about the work that you do today, bringing it all the way up to today with the various business ventures, property manager. I sort of laid some of that out during the course of the conversation in the beginning, in the intro, but elaborate further on some of the things you're currently doing now, Seth.
So currently, I am, you know, during the day I do construction for backcountry construction. Do the 8 to 4:30, 8 to 5, depending on how long I take for lunch. And then after that, I usually spend a couple hours working on one of the businesses that I built or bought in the last year, 2 years. That being Cut and Style, Phillips and Construction Company, House Commodities, the furniture retailer, as you mentioned. And then I spend a good chunk of the evening and night working on the new businesses. So the new one, your business consultation. You mentioned that one too is entrepreneurial based in startups, but I've actually refined it in the last week. And what I'm going to do with that one is build an entire online business that only takes about 2 to 5 hours a week to operate that would then cover somebody's income that they would work at a 9-to-5 job, right? So basically, I help unhappily employed 9-to-5ers create a successful online business and achieve complete location and time freedom so they can live a joyous life on their own terms.
You know, during the pandemic, a lot of people have been doing just that in terms of reassessing who they are, what they want to do, what they've been doing. They've been sort of walking away from corporate life and being entrepreneurial and saying, you know, now is the time, no better time than now to start my own thing. So you're equipped to help people like that, right, who want to change things up, start something new. They just don't know how to do it, how to begin, how to lay things out. Yeah. You're a good expert that can help them because you've done that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've done it multiple times. I've even helped a couple people already start their own business. And they're thriving now. I always say there's no better feeling in the world than knowing you played a vital role in increasing the overall joy in a person's life.
That's right. That's the bottom line. That's what it's all about. And even location, too, where you have chosen to reside in Minnesota, where you are, you're about 3.5 hours from Minneapolis, about 1.5 hours from Grand Forks, North Dakota. Tell us about the area and the town that you have selected for, where you want to do your business ventures.
Yeah, so Bemidji, I'm not from Bemidji. I believe I moved here in December 2019. And it's a unique little pocket, I could say.
Yeah.
So the town itself is surrounded by reservations, multiple different tribes. So it's almost like the town is cut off about an hour's drive or 60 or so miles in any direction from any bigger city. So it's got its own little culture, its own history, and the unique thing about Bemidji is that most of the people here actually know each other. Like, they grew up together, they went to high school together, and that's a unique dynamic to have in a town. It's about 15,000 people that are the city or town of Bemidji. And then in the surrounding areas, the smaller towns, maybe it's 50,000 total, including Bemidji. So there's not a whole lot of people. And there's not a whole lot of opportunity either, you know, because of that. So I found that because there's not a lot of opportunity here, there's a lot of opportunity to create some opportunity. That's why, one reason why I think I've been successful with entrepreneurship around here. And another thing too is, with a lack of opportunity, there's a lack of jobs. So, or I guess a lack of choice of jobs, I should say.
Yeah.
So I think people get excited too, like when there's a new type of position available, especially if you've lived in, you know, one place your whole life and you've had the same 10 options, you know. It's kind of nice to see something new once in a while.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Yeah, you're providing opportunity for people who might not think there is any opportunities out there. Let's talk about also some of the, because there's many that you've been involved in, business adventures and ventures that you've embarked on even prior to what you're doing now.
Yeah. I think the first one that I can remember was handyman services. So I'd paint your deck, re-grout your bathroom tiles, fix your doorknobs, things like that.
Yeah.
That was, I lived in Clearwater, Florida, and the cost of living was so high. I think this was back in 2017, 2018. Cost of living was so high, I'd work 10 hours a day, 5 days a week for a vacation rental management company. So I managed the maintenance department. There was over 440 vacation rentals there. So I learned little tricks to help out quick when you have 100 ticket items that need to be fixed and you've got yourself and maybe one or two other guys. That's how I learned the handyman stuff. that paid pretty decent, but still the cost of living made it stagnate with the flow of income. So I decided to work an extra 4 hours a day, got to know the owners of these properties that the management company was managing, and got a good rapport with them and said, you know, hey, if there's anything that you need fixed, I know a lot of them didn't even come visit their property, but like once a year, twice a year, hire me to fix whatever needed to be fixed. And that one was just a sole proprietorship. I didn't actually know how to form a business entity or do the taxes for it or anything. So the next one would have been Toasty Trinkets. And that one is eco-friendly UV resin. And what we did was handmade earrings, necklaces, bracelets, trinkets. I did form an LLC for that one. That was the first experience I had with that. The third one, had to have been Cut and Style, actually. Cut and Style was actually purchased. I purchased the lease for the space, the equipment, and the policies of the corporation, and then I formed another corporation just to do business as Cut and Style, and that was a learning curve because I had to write my own bylaws. I couldn't afford a lawyer, so.
Yeah. You learned that task, too.
Yep. I've done everything by myself.
Self-taught, yeah.
Learning as I go. Learning as I go. So, fourth one then would be house commodities. That one was right after. It was the summer after we purchased Cut and Style. It took 6 weeks to build it and test it to figure out that the way the API program integrations worked with Shopify was best funneled through Amazon. For some reason, the way that I wrote my listings on Shopify for my products and the way that it transferred over to Amazon, they really liked it. So I couldn't figure this out for the longest time. I was making money. I didn't know why. Bad problem.
Yeah.
They put me in the buy box, I guess it's called. So it's like when you're scrolling through and you see the little sponsored products. That's where I ended up. And that one, it ran itself completely. So if somebody ordered something on Amazon, it would go and then into Shopify, and Shopify would then send it to a different API that would go to a manufacturer. The manufacturer would then take money I had from a different API in an account for the manufacturing. So they'd take the cost of manufacturing and ship it to the customer. The customer says, I got the product, and once a month Amazon pays me to the business bank account, and that's linked to the other bank account for the manufacturer, and it would just cycle through that way.
That's really amazing.
The problem is, it's awesome. I didn't even know I could do that when I started building it. The problem happened when I got too many orders at once, and I had no more money to cover the manufacturing. So no more capital to start. I went from about $630 average in gross sales a month to $4,500 and over for two consecutive months, and I had to shut it down. Because the first month I did 7 orders that I couldn't fulfill, and the second month was like 12-ish, because by the time you only have a certain amount of time to fulfill the orders with Amazon. And Amazon only pays once a month for your gross sale. So I didn't get that money in time, and it was just a hassle. And I was tired of telling people, sorry, I can't fulfill your order. That's not a good look for a business to have. So, I shut it down until I could figure out how to put, 10, 20 grand, whatever I needed. That just got put on hold.
Coming from that experience is kind of good, because you can then guide others about some of the pitfalls, some of the things that can happen when you get like a huge response to something you're doing, how to handle it, how to have the backroom help in place, create a team. You've experienced all of it, the good, bad, and ugly, so that puts you in a great position to guide others so they don't make mistakes or have similar things happen, right?
Oh, yes. Yep. I have made plenty of mistakes. I've gone through
what I would say
are...
Some of the most successful people have, yeah.
You have to. Yeah. You have to go through the milestones. Especially any business that has employees or with Cut and Style, it's renters, but still it's a kind of a gray area, but I could, if they're causing issues, say kick them out of the salon, like a firing, so there's the hiring your first employee, firing your first employee, getting your first client or customer and making a mistake and losing your first loss of a client, Yeah. So I think the only way we really learn, though, is by failure. So we can't be afraid to fail.
That's right. Exactly. You just keep moving forward. You know, with all your experience, is there anything that you don't do? I mean, you've got certifications and things you don't even do, which is amazing, while your business ventures and property managing, you know, don't necessarily require any formal certification. You've got all kinds of certifications and things.
Yeah, I am a licensed commercial helicopter pilot. I got that in 2015. I did want to be a pilot since I was a young teen, but once I started really getting into it and the way the industry was back then, I'm sure it's better now because a lot of pilots actually did quit for a while there. But I didn't like the industry itself. The flying, I love it. Yeah. I just decided, you know, I could probably do something where someday I could own my own helicopter and just putz around. So that's not so bad that I don't do it for a job, you know. And then, oh, where else am I even certified in?
All kinds of things, right?
I am, yeah. I'm trying to think of actually what's relevant. I am actually in online college course. I wouldn't necessarily call it school. It's just a course. Finishing that up, getting certified for professional business consultation. That's just, I know what I'm doing with business. I know how to teach people. I actually got pretty much through the fundamentals of instruction for being a certified flight instructor. So I definitely know how to teach. But it doesn't hurt to try to continue learning, even if you, I mean, the minute you think you know everything, that's when you start, you start losing it.
Exactly, which is incredible when you think about it. Also, in addition to all of that, which I think is kind of cool, you also have a, you know, you're part of the family business, Tillotson Construction Company, co-owned with your second cousin, Andy. And also, one of the ventures is a booth rental suite-style salon known as Cut-In Style. That's kind of cool, too.
Yes, yeah. Tillotson Construction Company, that one I actually formed as a small business corporation to teach Andy how to run a corporation. I just, for the sake of, getting him a job that he likes to do, that he is his own boss, you know, that freedom, that was another instance where a reason why I am doing your business consultation company right now is because I got to see that shift in energy that people have when they can control their own freedom, you know, their freedom of time. And with your business consultation, I added the location freedom by making it an online business. And then, of course, financial freedom. So, I mean, what that gives people is when you're financially free, you're much more inclined to then focus on things like your relationships in your life and your health, and just enjoying life in general. So I think more people should look into it, you know.
Exactly.
Cut-In Style.
Yeah.
Cut-In Style is, booth rental salon, so it's a business to business. I actually encourage everyone to form an LLC, at least separate your liability from yourself, you know, especially because you're doing a service-based profession. So anything could happen. Somebody could slip outside of the building and fall and break their wrist and try to sue everybody inside. So protect yourself with a separate liability, an entity that is there performing the service, right?
Exactly.
You know, in all these ways, too, they've all built up to what I'm currently doing with the consultation and forming businesses and creating that time and location freedom for people. I've just seen it help so much, you know? And
exactly
that's
right.
What I want to do. That's my way of giving back. I found if I could have a profession where I could help people, there's really no better way to live.
That's right, exactly. What would you say we've got about 2 minutes left, but some of your most notable achievements that stand out in all of this, Seth?
Most notable achievements? Oh, man, well, this interview is probably one of the top, I'd say.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
Yep, I've been given 3 awards. Well, one's just kind of like a registration from Marquis Who's Who, registered in their biographical online registration. They just find people who've done something cool, you know, maybe a scientist that discovered something new or whatever, and they get listed and registered. Then they also gave me an award for top executives in their Top Professionals 2023 series of biographies. I just got one from the Inner Circle magazine out of New York. I'm actually going to get a cover story coming out soon, a 2-page cover story with them as a Pinnacle Platinum Professional, I believe is what they called it.
Stuff.
Yeah, and that's like Entrepreneur Business Magazine. The final one would be Passion Vista Magazine. I was nominated by Passion Vista, the project's head over there, out of Ahmedabad, India. I hope I'm saying that right. And she nominated me and CIAC Global, which is like a global accreditation organization. Their jury decided that I was worthy of being considered one of their 30 global icons for their special edition 5th anniversary magazine. So that's also a cover feature.
Cool stuff, yeah.
And it's global, too, so I'll be published in 159 countries, they said.
That's terrific.
That's a pretty big achievement.
You plan on teaching others how to start businesses, right, with consulting and advising?
Yes, yeah, with your business consultation, it's actually an 8-week program where you'll watch training videos, I'll do live training with you, we'll do Q&A's once a week, and with that is also mindset coaching, because you cannot become successful until you are a successful person. Like, you need to have the mindset of somebody who's successful, and then you get your success. It doesn't work the other way around. Success isn't an achievement. It's an accumulation of small daily wins, really.
That's exactly right. Our special guest, entrepreneur extraordinaire Seth Tillotson, is here, and I'm your host, Jim Masters. We thank you for joining us. This time went by so fast, but you can check him out on Facebook at Your Business Consultation, also his website, SethTillotson.com. I'll spell that for you, S-E-T-H, and Tillotson is T-I-L-L-O-T-S-O-N. Seth, this was a pleasure. Hope we get a chance to chat some more, maybe expand some more, maybe hear some testimonials, things of that nature. But thanks for stopping by Close Up Radio today, and real pleasure, and hope you enjoy the time with me as much as I have with you, Seth.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jim. I appreciate it, and you can welcome me back anytime.
That would be fantastic. Look forward to that. Seth Tillotson joining us from Minnesota. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time till next time. Don't move an inch. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another extraordinary guest celebrated worldwide here on Close Up Radio. For everybody here, thanks for being with us. Have a terrific day. Thanks for listening and joining us on Close Up Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.